In Major League Baseball, the regular season resumes tomorrow and teams have already begun to make moves. The New York Yankees have signed former UCLA right-hander James Kaprielian, the 16th overall pick in the June draft. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have made Justin Houston the highest-paid linebacker in NFL history, giving him a 6-year, $100 million package in which more than half the money is guaranteed. Houston broke Derek Thomas's franchise record with 22 sacks in 2014, a half sack off Michael Strahan's NFL single-season record. A pair of wide receivers managed to hammer out new contracts before Wednesday's deadline for players under the franchise designation. A person close to the negotiations says that Cowboys deep threat Dez Bryant has received a 5-year, $70 million contract, which includes $45 million in guaranteed money. Denver Broncos star wide receiver Demaryius Thomas has received a 5-year, $70 million contract. Defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul did not get a new long-term contract deal from the New York Giants ahead of a deadline for players who have franchise tags. The lack of a deal by yesterday's deadline is not surprising, considering Pierre-Paul's status has been uncertain since he was hurt in a fireworks accident July 4th. Meanwhile, the Giants have added depth at the safety position, signing veteran Jeremy Miles. The New York Rangers have re-signed restricted free agent defenseman Dylan McElrath. The Open Championship at St. Andrews started earlier this morning. Swiss authorities say one of the 7 FIFA officials arrested in Zurich as part of a U.S. corruption probe has been extradited to the United States.